Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Jay, did you get an explanation from Brandon after the second interception on why he turned that route up the field the way he did?
No, I haven't talked to V about it yet. He was upset. Miscommunication on my part and his part, and sometimes miscommunications in this game can be pricey.
Jay, what happened on that first one? It seemed like the defender was playing right there inside on Morgan.
He jumped it a little bit. He didn't line up inside of him. He made a good play. We had the look that we wanted for that route. He stepped right into it. And then the ball was kind of in slow motion for 10 yards and landed right in Clay's hands. So it happens.
When another team's offense is clicking like they were today, does that put extra pressure on you guys, or do you feel like you got to change anything?
I thought we were playing well. I thought we were moving the ball well. We were running the ball well. We were changing it up. I thought Trust called a really good game. We said some unfortunate things happened to us that kind of derailed us, and they didn't. I'm not going to really get into a lot of that. There's a few things that we have that we can change up some routes, but we didn't have anything on there, so it's unfortunate because we had a great call there. We were probably going to pick up 15, 20 there and keep it moving. Wish we'd have that one back for sure.
Out of four verticals at the end of the first half, did Marty kind of flatten his route up at the top, or what happened?
He is going to flatten it out a little bit, four verticals. What yard line were we on? Anybody know?
Nine.
Yeah, we're on the nine. He's going to bend it around that back, and you feel like he's going to catch and land in the end zone. If we could go back, obviously, we'd work outside or throw it away. I like the call. I like the throw. I thought their defender made a heck of a play. You see the replay. It looked like he had the ball over the goal line, but didn't get that one either. So that's a tough 3 points there. Didn't win or lose us the ball game.
This is going to be a tough one to bounce back from.
Not an easy one. Not an easy one, especially the way we played the first half and the way we were clicking. But it's early in the season. A lot of good things happen in this game. We've got a lot of football left to play. Get some guys back healthy again, hopefully, and keep moving along.
Was Forte's, or especially early on, way carried kind of a positive thing going forward? Do you think there'd be a lot of...
It's huge. Yeah, huge, huge. Get him going. He's positive about the run game. Offensive line's positive about the run game. Opens up some stuff for us in the passing game. So we've got to keep that going on throughout the season. There's going to be some games, going to be some defenses that it's not as easy to run the football. We know that. But whenever we get some shells and get some quarters and stuff, if we can run the ball like that, it'd be really really good for us.
Touchdown to Alshon in the second quarter. You talk about the play design there and just how well that opened up.
Yeah, you guys could have thrown that one in there. That was man-to-man, and we sent a little motion, kind of like he's in a motion all the way across the other field, and the corner runs and gets caught up with the linebackers. So Alshon did a great job of selling it. We got it called and caught man finally. They didn't play a lot of man today. So great call, great execution by Alshon.
It didn't work out with you, seeing the onside kick call.
Your coach trying to get you another opportunity?
Yeah, we were trying to get another opportunity there. Steal one before halftime. We knew we weren't going to get the ball. Coming out of half, we were close.
You're kicking yourself on that Jeffrey throw, the one that you had high.
I got to see how high exactly it was. Alshon said he should have got it. Like to bring it down a little bit. You just get a little eerie throwing the ball late over the middle like that, second, third hitch. You just never know who's coming. So just put it a little bit too high for him.
Jay, on the Alshon touchdown, is that kind of a snapshot of the type of play call and that Trestman, he set it up early with a couple other in the round looks around?
Yeah. We stole that from somebody. I think maybe St. Louis or something. So, it's copycat league. If we see a play that we can steal and set it up, then we take advantage of it. It was a good timing to call it, though, right yard line, and we caught the right coverage.
You've obviously had years of rapport with Brandon, but have these last 3 weeks been a little more difficult because he hasn't been on the practice field as much?
Yeah, anybody that misses that kind of time, it's going to be hard. I don't think it affected him today. I thought he was in the game plan. He did a good job of lining up. Didn't have to tell him twice what he was doing. Just getting back into football for him, and will be important, I think, going forward, and trusting his ankle and just being in the huddle with us and being in the locker room and getting back with the guys.
Ever been in a game with no punts before? What can we read out of that?
Punters should be fresh for next week, I guess. I don't know. There wasn't one punt? Jeez. That doesn't happen often. It's a good and a bad thing, I guess. Depends which side you're on. So, more so the turnovers on the offensive side. We've got to clean that kind of stuff up. And they're unfortunate ones, things that we could have limited from happening and gave ourselves a better chance of winning the football game.
Did you feel like the first interception was a forced throw?
No. It's a slant, and if he jumps it, he jumps it. I mean, most of the time in 3D, they're not going to jump it. He's got the deep third. He decided he was going to make a play there, and he made a play.
What can you do to avoid that? Is there anything at all you can do?
Hope it doesn't fly in the air for 15 yards. I don't know. You got to see the corner. He was a little bit low, but still thought we'd cross his face. If we've got guys that jump stuff, then we can double move them. We can avoid some certain routes. They hadn't shown that on tape that they were going to jump slants, and he did.
They've won five in a row here. Is that getting frustrating too?
I was worried about this one. I didn't know that. And, the next one, we'll worry about that.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.